Well, we've just finished the signing of Chris from Sheffield Wednesday. He's now a Barnsley player and will be with us for 2 years. And so he's now reporting for training next week with the rest of the lads.
Has this been a difficult transfer to seal?
Well, I think at this time of the year, you know, players are on holiday and to-ing and fro-ing. So it's been difficult that way, but not particularly with the negotiations. It's been pretty straight between ourselves and Sheffield Wednesday and the player himself. You know, we've not spent too much time on negotiations. He wants to be a Barnsley player, and so we've managed to do that.
Can you tell us how much he's cost?
No, I think we've got to respect Sheffield Wednesday's request that we don't divulge how much the money that we've paid for him, and it is in the transfer agreement, so we're not going to do that. All I will say to you is that it is a six-figure sum.
How big a priority signing was Chris? I know both yourself and the manager have spoken at great length about him and how important he became in the back end of last season.
Well, I think, I mean, it was plain to see. I mean, Chris had, you know, probably 18 games with us, you know, at the end of the season. And he was available for selection on each one. So therefore, you know, he was an integral part of the success that we achieved during that period. And none more so than the game at Huddersfield on Saturday, the 4th of May, when he scored that goal, which actually helped us to stay in the division.
Is there anything else in the pipeline with Barnsley Football Club? You are getting closer, aren't you? You've been able to make two or three adjustments to the squad.
Yeah, we'll get in there. I mean, there are still one or two that we're waiting, discussions with. But they've got another few days yet before they actually make the final decision. So we are in contact with their agents, and hopefully, you know, these will be tied together sometime next week.
Is the plan, as far as you're aware, to get at least 99% of the business done before they return to pre-season?
Well, I think that's always the case. I think any football club would like to think that the people that report for their pre-season training are the ones that they're going to use next year, and particularly because now players tend to go abroad for their pre-season training. So, yeah, from our point of view, we would like to think that we've get the recruitment right, you know, before that date.
Has anything moved at all as regards the players you've offered contracts to?
No, again, you know, we're waiting for them coming back to us. And it seems to be the norm at this time of year that players do tend to, to leave until the very last minute. I mean, I personally, it's only a personal view, but I think 4 weeks is far too long to decide whether or not you want to take a job or not. But, those are the regulations and we have to abide by those regulations.
I must ask just finally, the Scunthorpe manager Brian Laws has done an interview today with a different part of the BBC. He says Barnsley are interested in Mark Duffy, the winger at Scunthorpe. Is that true?
Well, probably Brian would like to move him on. I don't know. Certainly, you know, we've not made any inquiries regarding the player, but who knows? You know, we'll have to see, wait and see. But certainly at the moment, we're not working on Mark Duffy. We are waiting on working on other people.